Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. Today we're covering heavy metal exposure and how it impacts your health. My guest is Dr. Christine Schaffner. She is a board-certified naturopathic physician, graduated from Bastyr University. She is a clinical director of Sophia Health Institute, and she also sees patients at the Marin Naturopathic Medicine Clinic in California, as well as the Bella Fiore Organic Med Spa and Clinic in Seattle, Washington. She is also co-host of the Heavy Metals Online Summit. In today's interview, we discuss how you may be exposed to heavy metals, health conditions associated with heavy metal exposure, what causes some people to have more health issues than others, and how to effectively remove heavy metals from the body and restore your health. So please enjoy this interview. Christine, it's so great to have you on my podcast. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Trevor. Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. So today we're talking about heavy metals, and I know this is particularly important that I found it in my practice in Park City, Utah. Being a mining town, I do find that there are quite a few people that have high levels of heavy metals in their bodies from the exposure in the environment here. But I know it's not just mining towns where this is an issue. This is becoming more of an issue for people around the United States, really around the world. So I'm excited to be talking about this today. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you. And we have a summit coming up called the Heavy Metal Summit, which we're so grateful that you were able to speak on. And we really want to increase education about this important topic, because I think people, their awareness is growing, but they don't think maybe it's relevant to them, as you were, mentioning with if they don't live in a mining town or have an acute exposure, and then how conventional medicine looks at heavy metal exposure, and the way that they measure it is very different that in the way that we look at it as a naturopathic physician or functional medicine doctor. So I think it's a really important topic, and I think it's really relevant in the rise of chronic illness that we're seeing.
Yeah. So what do you find in your practice and just what you've been looking at and research as far as rise in illness and how that's related to heavy metals?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we practice medicine outside of Seattle, Washington at a clinic called Sophia Health Institute. And we see a lot of people really from all over the world and over the country. So we have this really unique experience where we're seeing kind of what has worked and what hasn't worked. And we're typically seeing patients who have been struggling for, unfortunately, decades. And so we have this very unique niche practice where we're always having to think outside the box. And it always surprises me, how many people maybe have heard of this, but maybe not have done the appropriate treatment prior to coming to see us. And I do think that this is a huge factor in the increase in neurological illness that we see. I know that this can apply to all chronic illness, but we have a little bit more of a specialty in neurological illness. And, I think we're seeing the rise of autism, right? And I think early 2000s, it was 1 in 150. And I think around 2012, 2013, it's now 1 in 68, and that's growing. And then we also are seeing the rise in Alzheimer's and dementia. I think about after age 65, 1 in 10 of our elderly are getting dementia. And that's a very scary and fear-producing diagnosis. I have a lot of more patients coming in, either they're bringing their loved ones, their parents in, or they're wanting to set themselves up so they don't have, dementia or Alzheimer's. So we're seeing this rise in neurological illness, and this is well documented, and that's what we're seeing in practice. And then, as naturopathic physicians, we're always asking the reason why, right? And so I do believe this is a huge environmental, there's a huge environmental cause to this. That's what's, changing so rapidly. And I think the heavy metals are a huge contributor.
Yeah, absolutely. And with these with there's certainly a rise in neurological illness, and it seems to be an association there, like you said, and also autoimmune disease, a number of different things that can be a number of different conditions that can be related to heavy metal exposure and toxicity, and also the appearance of our appearance as well, like the aging process. We were talking before we started recording about collagen, right? Uh-huh. So do you want to mention some about that too?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, as we see our skin age, a lot of us are thinking about all the things that we can do to reverse this. And I know that you're a big proponent in collagen, and I think collagen is a great internal supplement and building block. And when you kind of take a step back and think about, okay, why is our collagen aging so rapidly? A lot of these heavy metals are what we call sulfhydryl affinitive. And what that means is they love sulfur and will bind to sulfur in the body. And collagen is a huge sulfur containing molecule. So we see that there can be stress and damage in our connective tissue, our collagen, and that can be related to heavy metals such as lead and mercury in the body. And so, if you not only see aging skin, but also if you have pain and inflammation in the body, I've seen a lot of that clear up with appropriate heavy metal detoxification.
Right. Okay. So I mean, it does affect us in so many different ways, and we want to reduce our exposure to heavy metals. It's also important to even find out if this is an issue for us, right? So how do people know if they've been exposed to heavy metals besides looking at your history? Because it's not always, and I mean, I think, to a certain extent, we can look at a patient's history and know if they've been exposed to it based upon where they've lived or their occupation or hobby. But it's not always just that anymore. Sometimes people have been exposed to things and we don't even know where it comes from, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of biased, of course, but I think that we can all assume that we've had some level of exposure. You can do everything right in what you have control over now. You can eat organic food. You can make sure that you don't have, leaded paint. You can even decide to use a safe administration of vaccines, and you can still have an exposure in the environment. And so, and these are cumulative over time. So, what we see is, I just assume most people have a heavy metal exposure, and then we can look at the history. So we look at, vaccination history. We look at, exposures occupationally. We look at dental history. So unfortunately, dentists still place amalgam fillings in the mouth, and that can be a huge exposure to mercury. And so we really work with our patients to have safe dentistry and also biological dentistry to help remove them. We have a great a couple speakers talking about this if you want to learn more at the Heavy Metal Summit. But I just kind of assume that a lot of my patients who are coming in have some level of exposure. And then if you live in the West Coast, you're breathing air from China that is full of methyl mercury. So it's like you can't really escape that. So I think, as you probably agree, Trevor, that we have to kind of implement lifestyle practices that are going to support our organs of elimination and detoxification, and that's going to keep us healthy. But we do have tests to look at heavy metals, and tests aren't perfect because we can't really get the full picture of the body burden, but you can absolutely do a number of tests to see if this is undertreated. So we look at, we most often do two tests. We do what we call a urine provocation test. And you want to do that under the guidance of a naturopathic doctor or functional medicine doctor. And they will make sure that you're strong enough and supported enough to tolerate what we call a chelation agent. And a chelation agent is something that will bind and grab heavy metals. It usually binds to things like mercury, lead, arsenic. And then they will measure the urine. So we use either DMSA, which is an oral capsule, or we'll use DMPS, which is an injectable, depending on our patient. And then we'll have them collect their urine for about 6 hours. And the whole theory of that is that, in conventional medicine, they'll just look at your blood. They'll draw your blood, they'll do a blood lead level, a blood mercury level, and say, "Oh, if you don't have that, you're fine." And we know that you'd be really sick if you had circulating levels of lead and mercury and other metals in the blood, that the body very wisely kind of puts them in different tissues to protect our organs. So we unfortunately store lead in our bones, or the metals that are creating the most havoc are in our deep inside the cell or in our brain. So this is challenging to test for, but we absolutely can get a snapshot, and then we can decide where people are. So we look at their minerals, and then we look at their heavy metals, and come up with an individualized treatment plan. And then we're using also kind of a unique technology in the office. It's something called an oligo scan. And the oligo scan uses principles of light. So it's used something called spectrophotometry. You just need to know your blood type, and then it's literally a 5-second test where there's different placements on the palm of your hand with light, and it looks at tissue, mineral, and metal resonance. And then we can look at people's heavy metal status that way. It's just a snapshot, but it seems to be very clinically relevant, and we're picking up a lot more aluminum in people. And I feel like aluminum is a very potent a neurological disruptor as far as the heavy metal. Creates a lot of brain inflammation. It can trigger autoimmunity. And we're in what one researcher called the age of aluminium in Europe, right? And so we're just overexposed to this high level of aluminum. But going back to the testing, so we have these challenge tests that we use urine, but some practitioners might use hair analysis or stool analysis. And then we have this unique technology that we've been using for a few years called the oligo scan. And I like that because you don't have to do a chelating agent. So it's like a very good snapshot. And then we take all of that information. We take clinical presentation, we take history, and then we take, you know, these tests to kind of formulate an individualized treatment plan. And so, it's hard to test for. You really definitely want to work with a provider who understands that. And then if you do get, I just want to, the caveat, if you do the steps to do, let's say called a urine provocation test, and mercury doesn't come back very high or lead doesn't come back very high, and you have a lot of symptoms, don't rule that out. You actually might be in what we call a metal retention pattern, which is actually the people who are sicker. You know, basically we give an agent and they don't release these metals. And so you just have to look at this with a lot of shades of gray. It's not a black or white issue. And that's why I think there's a lot of under diagnosis and not as much importance placed on this really, I think, important topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And you've just covered a lot of great information. One of the things I want to remind, a couple of things I want to remind people about that you said, and I just want to call attention to, is first thing is you want to be in a place where you could, if you're doing the chelating agent, you want to, your body needs to be in a place where your body can handle it. I have seen people get really sick taking a chelating agent or having the chelating agent when their body's not ready for that. So I think that's a crucial thing to be aware of. And hopefully the practitioner that, if you're working with a practitioner, they're going to be aware of that too. That's one of the reasons why it is important to find the right practitioner. So that's my other thing that I really want to call attention to, is who you work with is really key. And most doctors out there are not going to know what this test is, or are not, you know, the conventional doctors are not going to be doing this test. So like you said, Christine, it needs to be a naturopathic physician or a functional medicine doctor, somebody who's been trained in this and understands how to know that a patient's ready to do this test, and also support them, their body, during the process. Because when you use a chelating agent, it can deplete the body too. And so you need to make sure you're adding minerals back and that it's being done in a way that supports the body. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in the summit, we talk about not only chelation strategies, but there's a lot of practitioners who work with very sensitive patients and have found alternative methods of detoxing the body without the use of chelation. And, you know, just that another caveat when people are kind of thinking about their own health, never work with anybody who would give you a chelation agent if you still have amalgams in your mouth. That is what is going to absolutely increase side effects and symptoms. And so that's just kind of one, you know, thing I just want to make sure people know. And we're not telling everybody to go and do this. You have to do this with a lot of support. And, you know, how we're trained, we're looking at the whole body. We're never just looking at the body in isolation. And your health is an outcome of how well your organs of elimination are working. So that will only translate into better health and also, you know, better skin, as you know, too. So
We know that skin is a reflection of the health of the body, right? So let's back up for a moment, because I think we went over exposures really quickly, but I do want to go back to that because I want people to think about in their own lives what the possible exposures might be. So you mentioned amalgam fillings. If people don't know, if they haven't, you could easily ask your dentist if you have any in your mouth. They can tell you really quickly. And you also mentioned vaccines. So will you tell everybody what is it in vaccines that might give people exposure to heavy metals?
This is a big, topic. And so, we covered mercury. Mercury would be amalgam fillings. Also, fish can be heavily concentrated with just the way the food chain is set up, that fish can be very high in mercury. So those are going to be the, everyday exposures that most people are going to have of mercury. We have definitely air pollution can also be an exposure to mercury. And then we've gotten a lot of mercury out of the vaccines. They're used to be a preservative called thimerosal that was heavily used in vaccines as a preservative, and now I believe it's just in the flu vaccine. But kind of going into mercury, we know is a neurotoxin. We know to avoid it. It's unfortunate that the American Dental Association says that it's safe. It's not safe. There's been many studies. I've seen many people get well when we do appropriate measures to get this out of their body. And then there's aluminum. So really, aluminum we paid a lot of attention to over the years because aluminum is everywhere. It's in our food. It can be in our water. It can be in our personal care products. It can be in our deodorants. It can be in our vaccines. And so aluminum is an adjuvant. And what an adjuvant means in a vaccine, it actually is part of why the vaccine works. And so that's why it's not as easily taken out of the vaccines. And so aluminum hydroxide is usually the common agent in a vaccination, and what that does is it stimulates the immune system to whatever the pathogen that we're trying to mount an antibody response to. So we're injecting aluminum into the skin, and that is going to actually bypass a lot of our natural protective mechanisms to prevent aluminum from going to places we don't want. And so I know vaccines are a really controversial topic. Everybody has lots of opinions, but there's a lot of science about how aluminum as an adjuvant is linked to brain inflammation, autoimmunity. This is not just a alternative thought. There's science. It's just the science is having a hard time getting out there because this is such a charged topic. And so there's a great, I just want people to have informed consent. So it's like if there's a great book called Miller's Vaccine, I think it's Miller's Review of Vaccines, and he goes through a lot of every part of the vaccine and kind of what's known, what's not, so you can make educated decisions for you and your family. But in just going through exposures too, Trevor, we're in this kind of I call it soup, this day and age. And so I often say, and Dr. Pizzorno also says in his lecture on the Heavy Metal Summit, it's like 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 anymore, right? So it's like, okay, we know aluminum is a neurotoxin. It can create autoimmunity, brain inflammation. We know mercury can do that. And then we put those metals together, plus then the increasing exposure to herbicides and pesticides. Dr. Stephanie Seneff is talking on the summit, and she talks about glyphosate and how glyphosate is actually making these metals more potent. They're accessing areas of the body that they probably wouldn't, in the presence of glyphosate. She talks about even, glyphosate as a chelator, and glyphosate is in the water supply in Flint, Michigan. And we know that a lot of, unfortunately, young children were affected by lead in the water in Michigan, and she talks about how the glyphosate actually was pulled from the lead piping. And then also she talks about how glyphosate disrupts our microbiome and how maybe makes the mercury that we're exposed to even more potent. And so I just want to share with our audience, I'm not fear. I know all of this. You can think doomsday, but just feel empowered. It's like, definitely do what you can, but it just puts all of this in context because we see people. Why are they so sick? It's because it's not just mercury. It's not just lead. It's not just aluminum. It's not just glyphosate. It's this kind of synergistic effect that we're kind of all, in this grand experiment right now, and we're realizing it's not working. So we have to, become, really educated and empowered and really share. Really speak with our dollars and choose great personal care products like you're creating, and just avoid what we can and make decisions that are going to be best for us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's important for us to talk about too, with the exposures, why our bodies can't handle it. Why heavy metals are different than other toxins. Our bodies, we talk about as naturopathic physicians, our bodies are very wise and they know what to do. But when it comes to heavy metals, what is the trick here? What is the big issue?
It's a great question. And each heavy metal is going to have a little bit of a different action in the body. And it's very, vast. And that's why, we're learning, all the ramifications of heavy metals. But heavy metals are definitely harder. We have this natural detoxification process in our body. And I kind of think of it in two ways. First of all, is the exposure greater than our body's ability to eliminate? So we're, again, we're, it's not just one thing we're asked to basically do the normal metabolic processes these days. And then we have a ton of endocrine disruptors that we're exposed to. We have, plastics, persistent organic pollutants. We have heavy metals. We have herbicides, pesticides. I also work with a lot of patients who have Lyme. And if you have an immune system that is taxed by a lot of what we call chronic infections, those infections can produce what we call biotoxins, and that's going to overwhelm our detoxification pathways as well. So we're kind of up against a lot, and so we have a lot that we're we're constantly trying to navigate through these days. And then metals have a high affinity for certain tissues. And for instance, mercury can get into the nerves and the nervous system. So they can get into what we call the microtubules in the neurons. And once they kind of get in there, they're very hard to get out. Once they're in, embedded inside a neuron, it's very hard to find. Our body is basically going to not be able to clear it on its own. And then it's very hard to get an agent into a neuron or into the nervous system. Even our chelation agents that we have access to don't cross the blood-brain barrier. And so you have to always be thinking about how to, use effective strategies so then the body can basically alleviate the stress and then the body can repair and rebuild on its own. But Boyd Haley, actually, he's one of the speakers on our summit, and he's in the stages of developing a mercury detoxification agent that actually has a high affinity for the nerves and can get into the brain. And like we're all praying, for this molecule, because once, heavy metals like mercury get into the brain, they're very hard to get out. So it's kind of this, I think we're just overexposed. So a lot of the things that our body innately knows how to do, it's overwhelmed. We have this whole epigenetic, influence, right? And so we might, I know there's a lot of talk about genetics, right? And it's fascinating and we're learning so much. And I think there's a lot of gold in there, but it's like our genes plus our environment. And I think that's, creating a lot of things that should be working right, they go awry in the presence of these environmental toxicants. And so it's a, I know I'm, going around this question, but it's so multifactorial. But the way that I think of it is these agents are in us for really man-made reasons, and our body is still evolving and adapting how to really tackle the stress and needs assistance.
Right. And also with heavy metals, they don't, because of, like you said, they can bind to nerves or different tissues in the body. They can get bound up and are hard for the body to release, right? Harder than maybe other toxins are. They can get into bone and they can, get into storing up in the body where it's not easy to eliminate these. They can also interfere with our nutrient absorption too. So then that causes more problems for our health and more challenges for recovery if we don't get rid of the heavy metals. And you touched on genetics, and I do want to call that out, because so can you explain to everybody why genetics plays such a big role in heavy metal toxicity?
Yeah, absolutely. And Dr. Ben Lynch is going to be on our summit as well. And he goes into, the whole genetic picture. And so we're learning more and more. This information is becoming a lot more affordable and accessible. And I think we're all trying to figure out how to how to make this most useful for our patients with the advent of a test that probably many people have heard of called 23andMe. We can kind of go and purchase our own genetic data and then figure out what to do with that. And so genetics play a huge piece in a process which we're all trying to learn the most we can about in a process called methylation. And that's just one piece of a really big, puzzle. And you can kind of think of biochemistry as this interconnected wheel, right? So when one place is compromised, it has a whole ripple effect on the another system. And so a big process of what we call methylation is we look and see if we have certain enzymes that work well in helping convert certain vitamins and amino acids, and that gets turned into, you know, a lot of us talk about glutathione, right? And glutathione is a phase two antioxidant, and what that means is it's going to help our liver to bind and eliminate toxicity. And so if we are, we can kind of look at this whole genetic story and the role of heavy metal detoxification. If we're already coming into the world with maybe these enzymes aren't working up to speed, then we're going to probably have a harder time with the environment than the average person. And so it's, you know, not to make people feel bad. Oh God, I have this SNP. I'm going to always be sick. I have to take this vitamin for the rest of my life. It's more like, okay, you have to just be more mindful of your exposures. And, you know, in the context of, you know, a lead or mercury exposure, be mindful of certain pathways and then really focus nutritional support to help your body work well so it can detoxify naturally. So it's a huge topic. I mean, I love learning about it. Every time I think I know something about it, I learn that I have a whole other rabbit hole to go into. And so we're all kind of pioneering and figuring out how to use this in the context of effective treatment protocols. But I think it's exciting. You know, the more that we know in this world, the more we can individualize treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is very exciting. Okay, great. And I know that in the summit, people are going to be talking a lot about treatment, what to do about this, because we've been spending a lot of time today talking about where it comes from and how to find out if this is an issue for you, what health problems it causes and genetics and all these different things. So, but, and I know we can't cover all of that today in today's interview, but can you give people a little bit of hope, bit of information on how this can be treated?
Absolutely. And believe it or not, I'm very optimistic. Even though I work in this field, I have a very optimistic viewpoint, and I feel like there's a lot of hope, you know, for the future, even though it can sound doomsday. So I think there's, you know, we can break it down, right? So in, you know, I think all of us need to be living a lifestyle detoxification that is only going to help us reverse a chronic illness, help us with anti-aging, help us prevent a chronic illness. And so when you're looking at heavy metal detoxification, we look at kind of how, you know, how are our foundations, right? So are you drinking clean water? Do you have a good water filter that's getting fluoride out of the water and pharmaceuticals out of the water and aluminum and other heavy metals out of the water? Are you eating great food? Are you trying to be as mindful as possible in a very challenged food supply in America? Are you trying to avoid genetically modified foods and eating organic? That's going to be important. And then, you know, air, you know, quality, of course, is going to be important. So making sure that your indoor air environment is going to be as healthy as possible. I see a lot of patients who might be get a little sick if they have mold in their house. And so we always look at that. And so just kind of foundations of health. And then, you know, sleep is huge. So sleep is one of the things that only, you know, we're always, we know we feel better from a good night's sleep, but it's actually a critical process for our brain to detoxify. And so sleep is absolutely critical to the health of your brain and the health of your nervous system. And you just feel better and you look better when you sleep too. And so just in movement, you know, movement is going to be very important too to help get blood flow and, you know, our lymphatic system going, which is our waste clearing system. And so, you know, these are kind of foundational things. And then we look at, you know, our organs of elimination in the sense of the colon. So are you having healthy bowel movements and not constipated? You know, how's your liver functioning? We use a lot of castor oil packs and coffee enemas and all the things that we've been trained to do. And then, you know, you want to look, you know, unfortunately our soil is very depleted right now. And so we're all very mineral deficient. And as you mentioned, you know, if you don't have high amounts of minerals in the body, you're not going to have the support for certain enzymes to get the metals out. And so mineral repletion is very important. And that's why sometimes when we're confronted with lead in the face of low calcium in the body, we're going to put lead in the bone because it's a very similar charge. The body's always going to try to figure that out. And so minerals are a huge step. And then we use a lot of, you know, again, we'll use chelation, but that has to be done with a doctor, you know, with support. And then we'll use a lot of what we call different supplements and herbs. So one of the things that we really love talking about are binders. And binders can be things like algaes, like chlorella, which is the blue-green algae, or clays or charcoals or zeolite powders. And they help to basically bind in the bind the bile in the intestines. And the bile is a huge exit route from the liver. And the bile basically gets excreted through our bowels, through our stool. And if that's not, if we don't have good digestion and regular elimination, that can get recirculated. Dr. Chris Shade actually talks a lot about bile flow and the liver and binders and as in his talk on the summit. So we use a lot of binders, which are natural agents. And then, for the right people at the right time, we'll use cilantro. Cilantro can be a great, herbal, that can be very good at mobilizing different heavy metals. And then we'll use different IV protocols, as well as we use a lot of what we call ionic foot baths. And I used to kind of think, do these really work? And it's not so much about what's coming out in the feet. It's actually the ions and kind of how it's supporting the body. You actually eliminate more heavy metals through your urine 3 days later. So they've been showing studies, and we've seen some good results, and they actually help to the body eliminate heavy metals more efficiently. So that's exciting, and that's gentle. And then if you tolerate sweating, not all of my patients tolerate sweating, but sweating is a huge supportive tool in that, we use a lot of infrared sauna. Again, if you have amalgam in your mouth, I want you to be careful about going in the sauna, especially infrared sauna, because that can increase the mercury vapor release in the body. And then we'll individualize treatments. And then when I mention sleep, we get really excited about melatonin. These days, melatonin is not only helpful for enhancing sleep, but it actually is very neuroprotective, and it actually has a job that it can help to clear viruses and pathogens from the brain, as well as it's been shown to protect the neurons from aluminum and also clear them from other heavy metals. And so I mentioned it's really hard to get into the brain and to the neurons to clear toxicity, but liposomal, which means it's combined with phosphatidylcholine, so it's really well absorbed, can really help, with getting metals out of the brain. And so, there's a lot of tools, and we're talking a lot of about a lot of different strategies, but we want to pair any detox strategy with really good support. And then you do what you can to avoid, and you just make peace with that. You just feel empowered, and just know that this is not just a juice cleanse or a 30-day detox, where that, I mean, that has a, of course, a place and a purpose, but this is a really a lifestyle approach. And I've always been humbled about how long it takes to get heavy metals out of the body. Heavy metal detoxification doesn't take days, it doesn't take months, it can take years. And that's because as we effectively detoxify the body, we're able to get deeper into different tissues, and then the body's able to release those metals. And so you can go in through these waves of detoxification. So be patient, be gentle with yourself, but this is definitely something that takes time.
But you do tend to see improvement within months. It doesn't take years to see improvement in people's symptoms, right? I mean, that's what I generally have noticed, is that we know we're going in the right direction because symptoms start to be alleviated.
Absolutely. We can see a change more, more quickly. And I don't buy in, even though some people say, oh, you have to get worse before you get better. I don't believe in that. I mean, I think unfortunately sometimes that happens with people, but it's a clue that we need to give them more support. But you should feel better event, with more treatment. Energy should improve, brain fog. If you have any neurological symptoms, that should improve. When people, I know I'm talking a lot about the mouth, but that's just my perspective, and I see a lot. When people address their mouth in a safe and the correct way, they absolutely, their brain starts to feel better pretty immediately. So this is, to your point, it absolutely can make an impact quickly. But again, just if you really want to reduce your, lifetime burden, just be patient with how long that will take.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Christine, it's been so great having you on the podcast and getting the information. And it sounds like you've got some incredible guests. on your summit. So I'm excited to watch it, to check it out. And there's going to be a ton of information, I'm sure, for people to go. So I encourage people to go check it out. So tell people when it is, and we'll have the link up below you the sh on within the show notes below your interview on my website.
Great, and I really appreciate your lecture. You gave a lot of great information, and we have this panel of experts that we're really excited. Again, we want to just share as much information so you can feel empowered in your life. And so it's going to be January 29th. It's going to be the day that it begins, and it runs for about a week. All of the lectures are free for that week, and if you want to take your time going through them, you can purchase them for use. And it's the URL will be, you know, in Trevor's show notes. But it's the heavymetalssummit.com.
Yeah, great. All right. Thanks again, Christine. We appreciate your interview, your information.
Thank you, Trevor.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Dr. Christine Schaffner. To learn more about her and the Heavy Metals Online Summit, you can go to thespadoctor.com, go to the podcast page with her interview, and you'll find all the information and links there. And while you're there, I invite you to join the Spa Doctor community. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. And if you haven't done so already, I highly recommend you get your customized skin report at theskinquiz.com. It's free, takes just a few minutes, and you'll find out what information your skin is trying to tell you about your health, what root causes behind them, and what you can do about it. Just go to theskinquiz.com. Also, I invite you to join me on social media, on Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and join the conversation. And I'll see you next time on the Spa Doctor Podcast.